It's time to learn about your health.
To stay informed about every inch of your body.
Get healthier. Stay fit. Have better nutrition. And add quality to your life. HealthRadio.net presents our medical and wellness news magazine.
Health Talk Radio.
With senior health correspondent, Melanie Cole.
Hi, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Glad you could join us on Health Radio today. You're listening to Health Talk Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. My guest is Dr. Underberg. He is Dr. James Underberg. He's a clinical professor of medicine in the Division of General Internal Medicine at NYU Medical School. And he also has a clinical focus in prevention and preventive cardiovascular medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Underberg.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, I'm glad you could join us on Health Radio today. So we're talking about heart disease, and February is usually heart disease month. And so when people think of symptoms, they always want to know, what am I going to be feeling? What symptoms? And I'd like for you, when you're going over this, Dr. Underberg, to explain a bit of the differences between what women may experience as symptoms and what men may experience.
Well, I'm glad you asked me, because that's one of the things that I focus on. And I think people need to realize that first of all, cardiovascular disease, heart attacks in particular, which is, I think, what we'll focus on today, rarely occur the way we think they occur in books, magazines, and in movies. The most common symptoms for many people are no symptoms at all. Oftentimes we find people who come in and they've shown signs of a heart attack and never even knew that they had one. It's important to realize that almost anything can mimic as what we call heart disease. The classic signs of chest pain, which almost anyone can have, shortness of breath, a tightening or squeezing in the middle part of the chest, pain going down most commonly the left arm, but either arm, pain rating up into the neck, or even gastrointestinal symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, or just feeling a little queasy. Those all can be symptoms of decreased blood flow to the heart, which we describe as ischemia or angina, and if it happens enough, it can actually reduce blood flow to the point that the heart becomes damaged, and that's when someone has a heart attack. Now, the issue with women is a complex one, but in many cases, the typical symptoms that we like to think of, which is the chest pain, the squeezing, the pressure, are not the most common ways that women will present to an emergency room or to a doctor with symptoms of heart disease. Women classically can complain of shortness of breath or maybe some numbness or tingling. Oftentimes they have no symptoms at all, or their symptoms are more gastrointestinally related. The biggest issue when it comes to women and heart disease is that in many cases, unfortunately, their symptoms aren't taken as seriously as they are for men. So that a man complaining of abdominal complaints who has heart disease risks might more likely get an EKG than a woman would. And so we almost err on the opposite side in our practice. We tend to be hypervigilant in women because we know that they can present so differently than men in these cases. And I tell women to be more aware of anything and ask your doctor if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and we women, we're busy. And I understand that, and we're always busy taking care of everybody else. And so when we feel these symptoms, we chalk almost everything up to bloating, or that time of the month, or stress, or whatever it is. I mean, really, women get all kinds of symptoms, Dr. Underberg, and chalk them off to some sort of gastrointestinal, you know? And so it's such a common thing. And so why do you think we do that?
Well, for years, women have been told that they're okay, that they're not at increase for heart disease. And despite a very aggressive several-year campaign now by the American Heart Association, the Go Red campaign, still, many women believe that that's not their major issue, even though it is the number one cause of death for women in this country is heart disease, not breast cancer. And again, so reinforcing that and the ongoing efforts of the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and several of the other people that have got involved in this movement, I think is something that we need to allow to continue.
Well, and I think also, as you stated earlier, in almost all of the previous studies that I studied in graduate school, and, you know, all the heart studies, and were always done on men. And so all the bus driver and Framingham, all those studies were men.
Mm-hmm. And there have been some other issues that I think have made it a little more difficult for a very long time, until about this past year. As an example, we didn't have information showing that statin medications that lower cholesterol prevented heart attacks and heart disease in women who hadn't already had heart attacks. And so there was a debate in the literature about whether women should be taking these drugs. And so that made it more difficult in many cases to get women to be on medications and be involved in interventions that might actually help prevent heart disease. The other misconception, believe it or not, because our media centers around the east and west coasts of this country, is that in general women tend to be in better shape and in better fitness health than men and have less obesity. And that's actually not the case. So obesity in women actually increases the risk of diabetes at an even greater rate than it does in men, and diabetes increases the risk of heart disease at an even greater rate in women than it does in men. So all of these are issues that tend to spiral back on themselves and cause the variety of different things we're talking about here.
And so what did you find out about the statins and for women, and if we've suffered previous heart disease or have hypertension, something like that, for or cholesterol problems? Because, you know, we hear a lot about the side effects of you know, Prevacor and these different. So what have we learned about that and our heart disease risk?
Well, you know, again, statin medications or lowering cholesterol, clearly in people who have abnormalities, will reduce the risk of cardiovascular events. The biggest issue is that oftentimes, just like heart attacks, cholesterol abnormalities can present differently in women than they do in men. And the major culprit in women tends actually to be fat, triglycerides. And elevations of triglycerides in women tend to impact them more severely than they do in men. And it's these abnormalities in triglycerides. Women, if you speak to your doctor about your cholesterol, ask them what my triglycerides are. Because, again, when those triglycerides are elevated, they change the way we metabolize cholesterol such that they increase types of cholesterol that are more likely to cause heart disease. And in many cases, standard cholesterol panels or tests don't measure these types of abnormalities. And for a very long time, women have been told, well, your good HDL cholesterol is high. It doesn't matter if everything else is bad, you're okay. And it turns out that's not the case at all. Again, after menopause, women catch up and pass men when it comes to heart disease risk. And so why does that happen? Because there's a lot of things going on that probably aren't being treated and recognized. So it's recognizing the patients who are at risk so we can then know who to treat and how to treat them. That's really the most important thing.
Well, you know, when I started in cardiac rehab, I noticed more women. And because they were entering the workforce in the stressful jobs, women were smoking more. Women had these high-stress jobs more, you know, all of these things that we didn't used to see. But when you mentioned triglycerides, that's so interesting. What numbers should our listeners be looking for to notice that they would have an alternatively high triglyceride number?
Well, another example of where sometimes what is normal is not really what we need to know. A normal triglyceride level, quote, is 150 milligrams per deciliter. The normal way to die in this country is to have a heart attack, so I don't want to be normal. When you look at risk for heart disease and stroke, it turns out that for women, the risk of heart disease starts to increase when the triglycerides go above about 80 milligrams per deciliter. And it turns out that normal physiologic triglycerides, what we really need to live with, is probably somewhere around 30 to 50 milligrams per deciliter. So for a woman whose triglycerides are anywhere above 100, I think that's too high, especially if it's associated with increased waist circumference. And if your waist gets up above 35 inches, and that's waist measured a little bit below the belly button, that's too much, even if your triglycerides are relatively normal. So again, what we think of as normal, probably not so normal for women. For men, the risk probably increases when the triglycerides start to get above 120. But these numbers of 150, 60, or 70 that a lot of people tend to disregard are problems. And when numbers are that high, what happens is we raise levels of what we call lipoproteins. Lipoproteins are the little vehicles that carry cholesterol around in the body. And these are numbers that can be very easily measured by almost every laboratory in the country now. And it turns out that lipoproteins are really the key to what actually causes heart disease. And in many cases, your lipids, your cholesterol, can be normal, but your lipoproteins can be abnormal. And if you don't measure the lipoproteins, you won't know. And if you don't know, then you can't treat it. And that's one of the issues that we're dealing with as cholesterol specialists.
And also when you're looking at them, so you mentioned HDLs and your low-density lipoproteins and the VLDLs. So
right.
When we get our lipid panel, We're going to see all of these things. Now, when we come back, we're still going to be on with Dr. James Underberg, and we're going to talk about how we can prevent heart disease. I'm going to ask him just a little bit more about some of the blood tests that we might see, and he's going to give us his top tips as an expert and tell us how you really can hopefully prevent heart disease. And women, listen up, because this is the number one killer of women. It beats out breast cancer, lung cancer, and all of those combined. So we have to take charge of our health, be our own best advocate, get our exercise, and see doctors, because while we take care of our loved ones, our kids and our husbands and our parents, we have to take care of ourselves as well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio. Don't go anywhere. We have lots more great stuff coming up. See you soon.